I would like to introduce our guest, a wonderful artist, musician, producer who has written and or played in some of the most memorable recordings of our time. 1993 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, four-time Grammy winner, including two in a row coming into this new album, so and a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce Booker T. Jones on our studio session. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with some music.
Sure, sure. I will play a song for you that I played when I was 17 years old. I was a senior in high school at Booker Washington in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was at a recording session. We thought that didn't happen, and so we ended up with free studio time. And this song is a song that we recorded for the B-side of a song that we wanted to put out called Behave Yourself. So this was the B-side, and it's called Green Onions.
Right. Booker T is our guest on our studio session today. Welcome. And this is a cool week for us because you've actually been our guest on this radio station twice in 1 week because we had you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Saturday, and you were very funny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
and maybe not so married to the truth when coming to the questions that he was asking you.
Really? Okay.
It was quite enjoyable, and it's an honor to have you here with some of the greatest names that you look in the music that has really shaped America, soul music, and when you come out of the Stax Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, that was you. That was your band. You were backing up all those great names and having your own hits, such as Green Onions.
Yeah.
Green Onions has been, so ingrained in movies, in every so many soundtracks. How does that feel when you hear your music coming in an iconic movie?
Well, it feels great. You know, the first time I heard it on the radio was such a thrill, you know. And then I heard it a few years later. I was coming up to the Golden Gate Bridge on San Francisco, in San Francisco, and I noticed a little jolt in my heart. And it was the same jolt that I felt the first time I heard it in Memphis when I was a boy. And it just sort of doesn't go away. I think it's just one of those songs that I personally like. So, even though I played on it, so that's kind of fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you like that tour of the UK, the Hit the Road Stacks tour, when you go to the UK, mm-hmm. and you know John Lennon's going, "Oh, I wish I could write a song for him." And the whole, you know, and this is my understanding that this is kind of when you really were starting to realize how influential your music had become.
I wish I'd known that then. I would have let him write a song for me.
Yeah. And we'd love to, you know, see what we can get for another song going on.
Sure, sure. This song is kind of biographical. I wrote it thinking about when I was a boy in Memphis, trying to get to play music on the streets of Memphis, and it's called Down in Memphis. Doing it in the heat, learning how to walk the beat, doing it down again, taking it on the chin, heading for the darkest club down on Beale Street, playing that funky music, drinking that funky gin. Gotta be a pistol, or gotta be a gun, or gotta be one strange phenomenon down in Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. I gotta see a new woman over in Klondike. 10 minutes in a Thunderbird running on a turnpike. I gotta pay union dues, make me wanna sing the blues. I can't be a winner now, 'cause I'm born to lose down in Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, down in Memphis, Memphis. Doing it, doing it. I gotta shine shoes down on 4th and Walker, out on Peggy's patio for some sweet talker. Spend your easy nights out in Mallory Heights. You're living on a country road with no street light. You try to find love out in Dixie Home. You look at your TV, you see Rufus and Bones. Nat D. Williams is giving you a D minus. The man won't hear no plea, the man won't play no key, yeah. Down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, down in Memphis, 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 Tennessee.
Yeah. Booker T here on our studio session. And I noticed on that song you did mention a Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. At the time, you were a teenager, you know, like when the success was just coming on. Mm-hmm. You're also studying at Indiana in mm-hmm. Bloomington.
Yes.
And so you're driving to Memphis.
400 miles.
To do sessions and then go back to go back to school. So, so what was the first car that you bought? Because clearly you were doing a lot of miles.
That was a Ford Fairlane. It wasn't the Thunderbird. It was a Fairlane.
All right.
Yeah, but I paid for it with my own money, and it got me up to Indiana to class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until I burnt the motor out.
That'll happen. Mm-hmm. How about any new car acquisitions that you've had?
Yes, I have a very nice car now.
I was hearing that you were doing a little road racing with that.
Oh, I don't need to race the day. I just check them out in my rearview mirror. No, I have a new Tesla Model S.
Nice.
And it's great. It's quiet. It's electric. And it's beautiful.
Now here it's like the fastest thing on the road.
It is very fast. It is very fast. I mean, you don't have to go very far before people are behind you.
And that brings me to one of my favorite songs on your new album. Mm-hmm. The new album is called Sound the Alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a song on there called 66 Impala,
mm-hmm.
which I just love that.
And, oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And Pancho Sanchez is on that, Sheila E. on the recording, and it just sounds tremendous. Kind of a 63 Impala myself, but the 66 quite memorable.
Yeah, the 66 was a little more compact and a little more, it's a little smaller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But still fast.
Yeah. And Corey Withers singing on that. That's Bill Withers' daughter?
That's her, yeah.
That is so beautiful. She's not on that track, but on another track, While She's Sleeping, mm-hmm. on the album. Mm-hmm. And you produced Bill Withers'.
I did. Yes. He was building airplane toilets in Inglewood, and he was a carpenter and didn't consider himself a musician at all, but he loved doing it. I had to drag him into the studio and get him to sing.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another musical thank you for you. Is there someone that you want to play with, you know, that you haven't had the opportunity to yet, or something you go, God, if I could just, you know, get Botticelli's number, you know, I could really do something.
Hmm.
Is there like a dream band or a dream something? Or it seems like you're in the fabric of all the dreams already.
Yeah, I brought some of those people onto my new album with me, working with Estelle and working with Anthony Hamilton, where dreams come true for me, and working with Vintage Trouble, the original music that we wrote, both took me into the future and the past at the same time, working with Ty Taylor and Vintage Trouble.
Is there any way we can get a taste of some of the new music? Can you do anything on just the organ here? Or? I don't know if you've...
You can imagine Pancho's bongos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rides again.
Yeah.
And that was recorded. So you've recorded that for the Access TV video
recording? Yes,
of
we
that?
Did. We did record that. Uh-huh. The night before last, actually. Uh-huh. Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to keep our eyeballs open for when that's going to be available?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be an announcement. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you'd like to wrap up with? Any song? One more song?
Oh, sure. This is a song that is very close to me that I've always loved the blues, and this is one that I got to write for Albert King. I'll do a little bit of it for you, called Born Under a Bad Sign. I was born under a bad, bad sign. Under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble, my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, didn't learn how to write. And my whole life has just been one big fight. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have no. Look at all.